Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the West Bank this hour, meeting Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken's arrival in the Middle East comes as violence between Israelis and Palestinians soars. He has already met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Blinken has reiterated the U.S. stance that a two-state solution for Palestinians and Israelis is a pathway to peace. The Memphis Police Department says it has suspended two more officers from their jobs in connection with the beating death of Tyre Nichols. NPR's Giles Snyder reports a total of seven current and former officers have been disciplined.
The Memphis Police Department released a statement about these two additional officers, saying they were relieved of duty the day after Tyre Nichols was beaten, alongside the five officers who were ultimately fired and charged in the Nichols case. One of the two additional officers has been identified as Preston Hemphill. Hemphill was not present when Nichols was beaten, but his body cam footage shows the initial traffic stop and his use of a taser as Nichols gets up to flee. The seventh officer has not been identified. The beating of Nichols has also reached into the Memphis Fire Department, which says two emergency medical workers and a lieutenant have been fired in connection with the Nichols case. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden plans to end the COVID-19 public health emergency this spring. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the White House says he will veto legislation that would bring it to an end immediately.
President Biden and administration officials have said many times that with vaccines and widely available treatments for COVID, the acute emergency phase of the pandemic is over. But in a statement, the administration promised Biden would veto two House bills that seek to end the ongoing federal COVID emergency declarations immediately, saying an abrupt cutoff would create chaos and uncertainty throughout the healthcare system. Certain Medicaid and veterans benefits are linked to the emergency declarations, as is the immigration policy known as Title 42. The White House says Biden will extend the emergencies one more time, but intends to end them on May 11th, a little over 3 years after they were first declared. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Actress Cindy Williams has died after a brief illness at the age of 75, according to her family. Williams was most famous for her comedic role in the hit sitcom Laverne and Shirley. She played opposite actress Penny Marshall.
Did suds come out of your hair?
No, they did not come out of my hair. And my scalp was all itchy. I feel like I have athlete's head.
The spinoff show from Happy Days ran from 1976 to 1983. Cindy Williams also appeared in several films, most notably American Graffiti by director George Lucas. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in Pakistan say at least 95 people have been killed in yesterday's apparent suicide bombing in the city of Peshawar. A mosque frequented by Pakistani police officers was the target. A group that says it's inspired by the Taliban in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility. For the first time, a Chinese province will let unmarried women have children and receive state benefits. China is facing its lowest birth rate in 60 years. Much of that stems from China's one-child policy from 1980 to 2015. NPR's Emily Fang reports local governments are pushing new incentives to boost family sizes.
The southwestern province of Sichuan will allow unmarried women to register their pregnancies and qualify for maternity insurance to cover their medical bills and any salary they lose while taking maternity leave. China remains socially conservative when it comes to marriage and having children, and only in recent years have some local governments allowed unmarried women to register their children in a national system that qualifies them for public resources like education. However, China's plummeting birth rates now means its population is shrinking year by year, and authorities have been more open to encouraging people to have more children on their terms. I'm Molly Fang, NPR News.
A federal U.S. appeals court has thrown out an effort by corporation Johnson & Johnson to use bankruptcy as a shield against tens of thousands of lawsuits. J&J is being sued by people who claim asbestos in its talcum baby powder made them sick. The company cannot use a controversial legal tactic to avoid the lawsuits. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.